explore Love life, Talk Radio.
As we explore the galaxy, trying to expand the boundaries of our knowledge.
There comes a time when we heed a call, when the world must come together as one. There are people dying, oh, it's time to lend a hand tonight. The greatest gift of all. We can go on. Day by day, that the moment somewhere will soon make a change. We all a part of a great big family. And the truth, you know love is all we need.
Down in the South, I don't know if you've heard it, but it has become the theme song. We shall overcome. We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome. Though I join hands so often with students and others behind jail bars singing it, we shall overcome. Sometimes we've had tears in our eyes. sing it, but we still decided to sing it. We shall overcome. No, before this victory is won, some will have to get thrown in jail some more, but we shall overcome. Don't worry about us. Before the victory is won, some of us will lose jobs, but we shall overcome. Before the victory is won, even some will have to face physical death. But if physical death is the price that some must pay to free their children.
God bless you.
Have
we come tonight? Crossover of ancestors. This is a temptation, test my imagination. Dr. King said, we will overcome. And I feel tonight, I share my ancestors, we will overcome. We become this world by prayer in our ancestors. I want to let you know tonight, you can pass this number on, 515-605-9890, Block Talk Radio. I'm on 7 days a week. And you need to understand what we're talking about. On Mondays, it's the Dr. Martin Luther King movement. On Tuesday, tonight, we're crossing with ancestors. We're going to talk to the ancestors. Maybe you need to know what they're saying to you about your life. I'm praying for you, Sister Cooper, who called me from Minnesota. Bright Star, who called me from Minnesota. Brother Robert, who called me all the way from Texas, I'm praying for you. I want you to know, you can call me personally at 708-582-0372. God, happy birthday to those having birthdays. Happy birthday to you, Mary Hawkins. Happy birthday to you, Devil Pickens. Happy birthday to you, Kelsey, and Mother Bad, Husband Bad. Happy birthday to y'all. Happy birthday to the Bass family. And I want to tell you, Ashley, happy birthday to you right there in Detroit. And I want to tell you, all the Parkers, I'm praying for. Chelsea, I'm praying for you. All the Cooks, I'm praying for. All the Hawkins, I'm praying for. Because God's going to make a change. This is the temptation. Just my imagination. And the temptation was one of the groups out of Detroit. Now, what I want to tell you tonight, on Mondays, Martin Luther King Movement, Tuesday, Calling Ancestors, on Wednesday, Divine Word, Tuesday, Divine Will of God, on when you get to Friday, is the $1 trillion flow, where's the money at? Pay us what you owe us. These programs come on 7 days a week. Join in and be a part. If you got a need to plant a seed, I'm praying for the people from right now. On Saturday, we have Divine Healing. Brother White be on with us and do the Willie Invention. I want to tell you tonight, those that listen tonight, God got a blessing and a word I got for you. Thank you. I'm praying for you, Sister Beloit, call me. Sister Roxy, call me. Sister Stephanie, God bless you, who called me after 7 number 6, I'm about you. God bless you. Sister Brown, God bless you, daughter and mama. I want you to know the prophecy I gave out for 2022, the earthquake in Florida, I said back to back. And a lady said, Bishop, I'm on my way to Hawaii. I said, hold up, because there's a hurricane coming. There's a volcano coming. And we're getting ready to have an earthquake in California. It ain't happened yet, but I'm giving you a heads up on it. God is still in control. Right now, as I speak tonight, there's a tornado going through Tennessee, going through the Delta of Mississippi, Yazoo City, Lexington, Durant, all through their kitchens, all the way down to Jackson, Mississippi. Jackson, Mississippi, over to Pittsburgh, Mississippi, over from Pittsburgh, Mississippi, across the river to Monroe, Delhi, and all through there, all the way up to Houma, Ruston, up to Sweetport, and all the way to Arkansas in Texas. I'm praying for all them people that's in the way that God is trying to speak to. And this is a temptation, my girl. And I want you to know tonight something is a blessing, something will happen to you. Now, some of you said, bitch, I want to plant a seed in the ministry. Now, on Monday, it's the Dr. King Movement, and we're going to get you some membership cards to the Dr. King Movement, because me and Mr. White are going to be going to different towns to straighten up the civil rights issues where they've been fired you, and they don't want you to work. Other people come in your neighborhood and work and won't make you a clerk. We're going to shut that down. So we're going to do that on Monday. So if you got a need, you plant a seed. On Saturday, we're talking about divine healing. We're talking about God healing your body from cancer, tuberculosis, whatever going with you. We ask God to give you a divine healing. That's what we're going to be talking about today. God bless you, Brother Raymond. God bless you. And I want to let you know, God will open up the door. Receive Abraham, blessed and highly favored. Maybe you need a divine healing. You can write me at Post Office Box 28-9097, Chicago, Illinois, 60628. Thank you, Sister Pearl. I want to let you know all is well. You need a healing and a cause over tonight. We're causing over a lot of ancestors. I say. And last night, Brother White was really talking good. And I want to let you know, Brother White getting ready to come to Chicago. He's going to go to Detroit. And Sister Deborah Hanging, we might be down in Monroe as we go down to New Orleans to see Bishop William down in New Orleans. He just opened his church up. I'll be down there with him. Sister Elisa down in Atlanta, Reverend Brother Joe. God bless y'all. That's a double one for you. I'm praying a little temptation. This is called over tonight. With answers. Now, if you need, let me say it again. You said, Bishop, I want to send a donation. Go to thefeedofabrahamyoursite.com and plant your seed. Or if you got a need to plant a seed, you said, Bishop, I want to do it now. Feel it. I want you to write down this name. Money sign, Bishop, TTT. Go to Cash Out. And you can do it quick, fast, and in a hurry. Bert Gay Wayne, Anderson, I'm praying for you. Whole Anderson family, I'm praying for. I want to let you know some doors can open up. God can bring things together. So every telephone call, every letter, every expression is a expression of love. I just want to understand. I think the temptation tonight is I'm going to lift you up. Now, before I get into prophesying to you tonight, I want to tell you some things that's going on that about what happened to some of the musicians. We know Reverend Phil Franklin was a great prophet and preacher. Dr. King was a great preacher and prophet. You understand what I'm saying? So what I'm telling you tonight, we're talking over our ancestors. The ancestor is very important to us. And you got to know the ancestors. Now, in this record, there's a truth like a lady. The temptation is trying to tell you to love women. Stop dogging them and shooting them. Love them. Because they are the queen of the earth. They are the goddess of the earth. And you are the God. We have to begin to love. And I'm saying, for God so loved the world, these songs that the temptation sang, that Prince sang, that Michael Jackson sang, all the gospel songs and blues is the same thing. Talking about B.B. King, when B.B. King sang "The Thrill Is Gone," he's talking about learning about the thrill is gone. Not working them on the cotton pack. When Bishop Moore sang, and I'm gonna have Bishop Moore on. Bishop Gate Mouth Moore, I'm gonna have him on. Singing blues was out of expression. And then when the new generation comes, they have overcome that. So we need reparation. I want you to become involved with the Dr. King Movement on Monday. I want you to come involved during the week with the Seed of Abraham. Winter Convention. And as Professor White worked with me and other members across the country, we're going to start a movement of people, stop the killing, save the baby. I know, I want to say this, you know, when Katrina hit New Orleans, the press called us refugees. We're not no refugees. We're citizens of America. Now, what happened over in what happened over in Russia, those refugees and those white on white, they quickly said, black on black killing. What about white on white over there in Crimea, over there in Russia? Ain't no black over there. It's white folks fighting. I just want to bring that out because sometimes they brainwash you with fake news. And you got to be able to look over that fake news and know you are God's gift to the world. I say, you are God's gift, and God put the angels in place. But if you don't know, if nobody don't tell you, you don't know. If you don't know that you are the original man and the original woman, if the preacher ain't telling you that, if the teacher ain't telling you that, if the professor ain't telling you that, you don't know that. So you got to learn how to treat women, all women, as ladies, as princes, as queens. Once you, out of that song, that's what that was saying. It's coming back, and it went 360 degrees, and all these conventions in the spirit world. But it said, treat your mama like a lady. You know, they call her bitches and hoes with them rap myths. You treat all people as human beings. So what you got to do. And once you do that, you're able to do some things, okay? Now, this particular record, he was saying, Father was a rolling stone. Now, one of the things happened with that, I'm going to leave it alone. He had to get out there and hustle, work in the field, and go do our job to feed the family. But I want to say tonight, I say, as I get ready to talk to you tonight and go in the spirit realm, don't forget on Friday is a treatment on the flow. I'm talking about your money. I'm talking about the ancestor giving you the way, the witty invention to give you your money that's owed to you. And Dr. King said, pay us what you owe us. And in his speech, he said, I'm going to Washington, get a check. I'm like, what check are you talking about? The check, what you owe our ancestors. I want to say this, when Moses went to the mountain, he stayed in Egypt 40 years. He wandered around 40 years in the wilderness. When he got up to Mount Sinai, he was 40. And on his way back to Egypt, God told him to tell Pharaoh, let my people go, but tell my people to go get reparation. So everybody left with Moses got gold. They got everything that country, because their ancestors had built Egypt, just like black folks had built America. We built Mississippi, Arkansas. We built Louisiana. We built New York, Chicago, California. We built that. We built Washington, D.C. And what I'm saying to you, well, you don't feel like you don't do that. If your mama worked all day long in the cotton patch, you don't get paid. Your daddy worked all day long in the sugar cane field of Louisiana, cotton field of Mississippi, the tobacco field of Virginia, the apple field, and the great California, and ain't nobody got paid. It's time you to pay us. If the Jews got reparations, got $1 million, Italians, Native Americans, everybody got reparations. The Italians, the Jews, even the Chinese got reparations. But the black man, me and you, we ain't got nothing yet. So I'm pushing for reparation, people. And I don't care if Trump give it to me. Let Trump make fight. But if Trump say, Bishop, I'm going to give your people reparations, I'm voting for Trump. If Biden said, I'm going to vote for him. If Donald Trump come up and say, I'm voting for him. It's time for us to make our vote count, Brother White. It's time for us to vote in a block. Whoever going to give us something, that's who we going to vote for. If they ain't giving us nothing, we can hold our vote. I ain't too cute to hold my vote and tell them on TV, I'm not voting for nobody, ain't doing nothing for black folks. Too long. The answer says too long that we have voted and got nothing for. We voted for Kennedy, we didn't get nothing. We voted for Johnson, we didn't get nothing. Voted for Bush, we didn't get nothing. Voted for Obama, we didn't get nothing. Voted for Clinton, we didn't get nothing. I ain't talking about no, throw me a piece of bread out the back door. Give me what you owe me. We ain't got nothing for our vote. But this go around, somebody got to step up to the plate. Somebody got to say, it's time. You know, all them presidents, ain't nobody said, I'm going to give you reparations. And look what the president is doing. He's sending trillions of dollars in guns and money over to Ukraine. They ain't sending damn dime to Chicago, Detroit, Mississippi, Alabama. We suffering. Gas up high. And you won't give us nothing. What we saying, just pay us what you don't. Don't give me nothing I don't owe. Give me what my ancestor worked for. I can start my business. I can be like GM and Chrysler and Ford and all of them. They sending stuff all over the country. Okay? You know, and they ain't got no blacks on their board. Y'all better think it's time to wake up. 2023 is a wake-up call for all black folks, for all people of color. You send money over to Ukraine, you send no money to Jamaica. You didn't send no money to Kenya where them people starving. You didn't see no money over there where they had a flood. I heard nothing about it. Red Cross went over there, brought trucks, cars over to Ukraine, and had people to go over there to fight with them. Ain't nobody did nothing for the black man. Dr. King said it, I'm going to say it, Malcolm said it, Paul Lundzamba said it, Robin said it, and I want to tell you, it's time for us to wake up. I say. Now, treat her like a lady. Thank you, kind spirit. Now, right now, I just want you to understand what I'm talking about tonight. This is Cosmo the Ancestor. Okay, Bob, I got your text right here before me. Let me read it. Bishop, I would like to know, is my mother and father pleased with me? They're in the spirit realm. Is I'm doing the right thing by keeping the home up and finishing my degree. I want to tell you, your ancestor, your daddy Frank, and your mother, they're pleased with you. All is well. Thank you. This is for you, Mary Hawkins and Pearl. Your mother, I'm picking her in the spirit tonight. Bertha said, don't worry, don't get upset, but try to help your brother clear his mind up. If he's sick, he don't need to come to the Passover, because I got this in the spirit realm. And I want y'all to know that I've been watching very close as the family, the older family is divided, but it seems like that the other children are going to get together. And I'm watching over, I see one of your sons going to be a minister, Mary, and Pearl to tell you that you work with your grandson because he got a special gift. And you work with him, and Bishop going to tell you what that is. I'm in the spirit realm tonight. Brother White, I'm in the spirit realm. Where am I? Feel that. Thank you. I want to tell you. Now, you're very spiritual, Brother White, and I want to tell you this. Your wife, her spirit comes and just stand and smile at you, and what she said, Clyde, you're on the right path. And she said, this is what she told me to tell you. Don't let nobody stop you doing what you're supposed to do. Because the family going to come after you. Oh, he crazy. He done lost his mind. You know. But she is in your corner 100%. And she want to let you know that some things she told you that you implement them now. Thank you, Kat. And she said, bring Corey along. Don't leave him behind. Whatever you do, get him involved. And the spirit already told me that. I share that. Now let me go a little bit further. Anybody want to know something? Let me help y'all out, because y'all been taught that my grandmother said, the living don't know what the dead doing, but the dead know what the living are. And this is crossover with ancestors. Chelsea Parker, I want to tell you, your daddy to bring some roses on your altar. Your grandmother Ann, and your grandfather, Roosevelt Parker, his spirit is around you, and they glad that you're making the move to bring the family together. I say. This is for Chelsea. Chelsea is a house that, what your grandfather was saying, he got some galluses on, big man, and he said, that's my granddaughter that I can work with and through, and you set an altar up for me, and I will tell you some things. Nelvin, which is your father, to go to the water and put some roses in the water, and as you come back home, it's something he's going to share with you, and that's what he told me to tell you. I share. Money tied up would be loosened, and everybody that was in your demise, God and the angels, when they get ready to get them, I share. Now, let me help y'all out. In the Bible, Jesus was running a revival. So when Jesus got back in town, Mary and Martha came to Jesus. Jesus, our brother Lazarus is dead. You have been here when the dad died. Jesus said, show me where he at. And they carried Jesus up to the grave. And Jesus, they showed him the tomb. Jesus said, Lazarus, come forth. Archangel Gabriel is over the cemetery. He's over life and death. Can't nobody get up without they go through Gabriel. Abaddon can put you there because he's an angel of death. But if Gabriel and Mike and Metatron said no, Abaddon got to back up because Abaddon worked for the devil. Now, this is a scripture I want you to read tonight. This is going to help you out about death. St. Luke chapter 7, verse 11 and 17. John 11. Verse 1 and 14, he said, Lazarus, come forth. Lazarus had been dead for 3 days. So when Jesus called him, Gabriel went and got him. Michael went with Gabriel because, you know, somebody want to be a crook, want to come out. So Jesus called for Lazarus, let me go with it. Michael said, can't nobody come out of this grave but Lazarus. To say this, I got a book called The Miracles of Jesus. You need to order that book. You need that long. The reason I'm telling you that, when I go to spirit world for you, I'm going to tell you what's going on with you, what your father's saying, what your mother's saying, and what's going on for you. Sometimes I call your last number because I want everybody to know your business, okay? Because, you know, black folk talk, and they ain't going to read nothing but they go on the internet. They'll tweet something or text something, but they ain't open no book and read what the book. I just opened the Bible. They ain't read what the Bible said. Ms. White, you know that. I want to tell you, 35:47, I'm in the spirit world with you. Psalms 22 and Psalm 48, your mother says it's time for you to get totally healed, body, mind, soul, and spirit. That trip that you're going to go on next month, which is December, going to be very healing for you. And don't let nobody stop you from this trip. And Pearl told me to tell you somebody else is on their way. They're crossing over. They're in your family tree. Thank you, John Spears. Now, I ain't going to send them for somebody else. Sister Lena may come in the vibration. She's laughing. She's as fat as she can be. She's in the vibration around me. And tell me, said, Bishop, straighten out my family if you can, because they so hard here. I'll do the best I can do, Sister Lena May. And Sister Linda may work with me and Pastor Edward. And Mother Jackson is in the spirit world to tell Maurice, Micah, and Angela to go sit down. It's too long. They're doing too much parole. They ain't helping them. I share. Thank you, Tanzer. I see your hand up, Mr. White. I'm going to bring you on in a minute. But I got a couple of more hands up. And those hands up. What I want to know, I'm talking to dead folks. I ain't going to say dead folks. Because Jesus said they ain't dead, they're sleeping. And I'm talking to people in the spirit realm tonight. And maybe you want to ask them a question. Maybe they got a question for you. I share. Where my bill at? East, west, north, and south. And as I answer that, they're going to give you a scripture. Now, the angel, see, once you know your angel, Hamiel is the angel of December. Okay. Riding with the angel of December. Bethlehem, I know you called me, but I was busy praying for somebody. This month is critical. We're going from one to another. And my prophecy is that we're about to go into a railroad scrap. And we're about to get ready for some changes about to take place. So it's important for you to listen to me, listen to my show, get involved, call me. This is what I want to say, brother White. Everybody going into 2023, you need to have a prophecy. I need to give you a word, what God telling you what's going to happen in 2023. Now, you got to call me and get an appointment. Well, I can do it over the phone. Or I can do it when I come to your city. But I'm going to give everybody a message and get you Pennsylvania. Now, if you want to, you can order my book, Miracles of Jesus, and I can write your prophecy in it. But when you call and ask for the book, I can write your prophecy down and get it to you. Because I got in my book, The Miracles of Jesus, I'm going to put the prophecy for 2023 in that book. Praying for you, Mary Scott. I'm praying for you. Thank you, Mary Scott, for the sweet potato pie I didn't get. Thank you. Who I'm looking at? Okay. Sister Scott, I'm praying for you. Tanya Scott, God bless you. I'm praying for you. I know you've been busy. Dr. Gibson, you haven't called me. I guess you're scared what I'm going to tell you. Treat her like a lady. And I want to tell you, I know what you got in your mind. Leave it alone. Don't even go there. Thank you, Tanya. Now, you want to know what I'm saying when you call me, I'm going to tell you. Now, I'm going to those who got their hands up. Okay, let me see y'all got their hands up. Now, when I go to you, I'm going to listen to you, what you said, and I'm going to give you a message that if you don't know, let me see who got their hands up. 21:17. Okay, I'm going to see what. Pearl, your hand up. 21:17. What you want to ask me?
I want to know what my husband is saying.
Now, let me tell you, your husband is very pleased with you. Well, he told me to tell you, he wants you to make sure you take care of the heat in that house. And he said, don't worry about your son. He'll be all right. And he wants you to be comfortable. And don't worry about nothing. And he said he thank you for what you did for him. I don't know what you did for him. He said, but he's happy who's around him now. And the scripture he given me, the 50 number of Psalms, he said a lot of things he did wrong, but he's still thanking you. And he's laughing. He said, you didn't know he was going to beat you out. That means that he was going to die before you. He already noted. You know that a year later, but he wouldn't tell you. But he said he all right. He said some money. He wants you to look and call the veteran thing. It's some money. But when you give the veteran people, he's saying, what you're saying, he said tell her to look and call, get somebody to call the veteran and give him all his information. It's some added on to your check. Okay? That you're supposed to get. Biden has signed the bill, you're supposed to get it because you're a veteran widow. So you're the widow of the veteran, okay? That's what he's saying to you. And he said, come out. Your grandson, tell him to get his driving license, or he can tell you when you want to go somewhere. You ain't got to wait on nobody. I say. So you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. He's in the spirit realm. Thank you. Yeah, and he told me to tell you, he said, some things you told him when y'all was young, now he understands. He wants forgiveness for some things he did. He wants you to forgive him. He said, you know what it was, but he used to fuss, and you fuss, and we'd be laughing about that. He said, you was right on the money about a certain situation, but I'm going to tell you in private what he's saying about that situation. I say. I'm crossing over tonight with people that's in the spirit world. See, my grandmother taught me, said, if you talk to the spirit will come. See, because you got their DNA. They're not dead. Jesus said they're only sleeping. So when your husband or somebody in the spirit will come to you, sometimes you dream about them, and sometimes you just started thinking about them. That means their spirit is a presence around you. Okay? So you're in the spirit realm dealing with them because they're in the spirit around you, and you're picking them up, and they're coming to you. That's what happened to you. So when they come to you like that, I'm going to Louisiana, 3711. Okay. They already tell me who you is, but I want to know what you
can you hear me, Bishop?
Yeah, what you want to ask them?
Well, I just was thinking about,
okay,
how family divided.
Okay, now, this is what Lena makes sense to me. She said, Bishop, you tell Devin to get everything together, and it's some things that they need to do to bring the family closer together. Because
yes, sir.
She said to me, she happy. So all is well. And her spirit, now it's a new baby coming in the family tree. She's saying a new baby. And somebody just passed, and she told her, get your ass and go sit down. Whoever that just passed. That's what she said. And she, excuse me, Bishop, that's what she had to say. She said, excuse me, Bishop.
Yeah.
But she said, this young person, get your ass and sit down. Okay? Now, when I pick her up, she's standing there with Angie and her other daughter. They're just looking. And they all know me. But Lisa May is doing the talking. I say. And she said, some things that I got to tell you, I can't tell you over there. I'm going to tell you.
Yes, sir.
Psalms 91 and Psalms 23. Okay? She said, it's a situation going on. She said, it's going to be all right. Okay? But they
yes,
got
sir.
To listen to you and what they got to do. And
yes, sir.
She's telling me about somebody else. And she said, they can't be trusting everybody. Okay?
Yes, sir.
Lots of jealousy on that family tree. And it's time for the family to be fighting each other. The family to come together. You understand what I'm saying?
That's right, Bishop. That's right.
Okay. That's what that's saying. I say.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, as I go to spirit realm, let me see who else. Anybody else? Press 1 on your phone. I'm crossing over now. Okay, I want to tell you. Sister Cook that called me. Cook, I want to tell you. Mother Rossi Cook saying everything gonna be all right, and Mother Rossi Cook told me to tell what you call. She didn't have no heart. She didn't have no stroke. She under stress. Say, Emma, you under stress. Slow down. You'll be all right. And read Psalm 19. Thank you, Pastor. That was Mother Rossi saying. Mother Henrietta. Okay, Henrietta. What you want me to tell Sherry? Tell Sherry, Bishop, don't worry about her son and the family tree. Just take a thing. Her daddy and mother is there. Said, it's time for her to begin to retire from that nursing job. She's been there for 40 years. It's time for her to retire. And sit down and stop worrying about grandchildren and stuff. I say.
And, okay, what else you got to tell me? Carolyn, stop being upset and she ain't sick as they said she is. She's going to be all right. Essie, she said, don't be worried about doing what you're doing. Want you to read Psalms 7 and 8 and read Psalms 20. That's for you, Essie. Thank you, Kansas. Don't sell no land. Don't move nobody in that house in the back. Matter of fact, if they ain't right, put them out. Thank you, Kansas. Because you know your living maid. I left you all right. As I cross over tonight, with ancestors. I'm talking to ancestors. I pick up when I talk to Michael Jackson, Prince, David Bishop. We died before our time. They were sick, evil spirit was sick on us, and made it look like that we was on drugs when we wasn't. Okay, I say, but it's all gonna come out. When you read in the Bible, I'm going to, Brother White, you on?
Yeah, can you hear me? Can you hear me,
okay,
Bishop?
Can you hear
me?
Okay,
well, first,
Brother White, read this for me, and I'm going to turn it over to you. Because this is called, your wife is very
well, hold on, my phone
okay.
Is messing up, Bishop.
Okay.
Hold on just a minute. Let me try to get it straight so I can get
okay,
the Bible.
Okay, get it together. But Brother White getting his phone together, I want y'all to go to St. John chapter 11, verse 1.
What scripture do you want?
I want to explain to you what God, what is in the Bible, but the preachers don't preach it, taboo. See, so I want you to learn. This is part of the winning condition. The answer.
What scripture did you want?
Whatever problem wrong with you, you can be healed because the ancestors and the angels gonna carry out God's will. Brother White, you got St. John chapter 11 for me, verse 1 through 14. Is your own? Well, Mr. White, turn it to me.
Bishop,
okay,
I hear you now. What scripture did you want me to get? I didn't get that.
Oh, St. John, chapter 11, start at verse 1 and go to 44.
Okay, St. John 41?
No, St. John 11.
Okay, all right, hold on. I'll let you know when I got it
and
so you care where to go.
Go from 1 to
okay,
14.
Oh.
I want them
okay,
to
hold
listen
on.
To this where they may understand that the spirit. See, I'm not a Christian, baby. I'm spiritual. I'm spiritual. Try the spirit, by the spirit, you know. And Linda May said, Deborah Ann, you got a gift, and you got to work your gift to put that family together. She ain't listening to nothing.
Okay, I got St. John.
Okay, read that. Start at verse 1.
St. John, what number?
Chapter 11 of St. John, from 1 to 14, it's over 1 to 14.
Okay, hold on.
Praying for you too. Johnny, I'm praying for you. Richard, I'm praying for you tonight.
Okay, I'm ready. St. John 11, 1 to 14. Now I begin.
Yeah.
Hold on. Here we go. Okay. Now a certain man was sick, named Lazarus, of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. It was that Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore, his sister sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. When Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. When he had heard, therefore, that he was sick, he abode 2 days still in the same place where he was. Then after that said he to his disciples, let us go unto Judah again. His disciples said unto him, Master, the Jew of the lay salt to stone thee, and goest thou thither again. Jesus answered, Are there no 12 hours in the day? If any man walk in the day, he stumble not, because he seeth light of the world. 10th verse. But if a man walk in the night, he stumble, because there is no light in him. And the 11th verse. These things said he, and after that he said unto them, Our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go, that I may awake him out of sleep.
That's good. Older brother White, right there. Now, I'm going to stop there.
All
right. I'm gonna elaborate on that, then I'm going to bring Brother White. Jesus was in a revival somewhere else. Mary Martha sent word to him. Jesus told him, he only sleeps, but I go and wake him up. That's what I'm saying. I'm waking up the Spirit through the Holy Ghost. That you got to be spiritual to understand what I'm saying. See, when y'all get a dream, y'all get scared. That's voodoo. That ain't no voodoo. That's the word of God. He said, Lazarus, come forth. Called for Lazarus. The angels went and got him and brought him back. He was graveyard dead. What I want to tell you tonight, whatever you need, what you want, God got it. The winning invention that Mr. White, Professor White, talked about, it's part of it. He said, if you're walking in the dark, you can't see. That means your heart is dark. No, but if you're walking in the light, it ain't no darkness. See, you can be blind and can see. I know you don't know what I'm talking about, but it's important for each and every one of you to get your eyes. The way you've been taught, you got to be retaught. What they've been told you about Christianity ain't working. Look, it ain't working. You still suffering, still ain't got nothing. People still in jail, and the preachers riding around in Cadillacs and Rolls Royce and an airplane, and you can't even get money to buy groceries. Y'all will hear what I'm saying. It's time for you to think outside of the box and go to the Spirit and say, I'm a spiritual woman, I'm a spiritual man, okay? And a lot's going to be changed. I just want to say that tonight. If you got a need, you plant a seed. I mean, you give something for something. If I got one, I throw it out in the yard, it's going to bring corn. If I put watermelon, it's going to bring watermelon. But when you plant a seed for what you want, Martha and Mary and Martha know Jesus, that was their friend. Jesus said, you only sleep, I go wake him up, but I got to get ready, I got to get through these feet. And when I prophesy to you tonight, when Brother White gives you the word, write it down, reread it, because when Brother White gives it to you, it's going in your belly. When you need it, it's going to pop back up. So I'm right, Brother White, it's going to pop back up.
Yes, sir, you're right.
Now,
I want to just say,
I'm going to ask one more time. If you got anything you want to say, press one, go, Mr. White here, I'm here. Now, God going to give us the information, and the ancestors going to come. Thank you, Tanya. Okay, Brother White, take it over.
All right, I just want to say, first thing I want to say is thank you for the message that you gave me for my wife. Now, people don't know what God be telling me, but What you said to me is a confirmation from God to me, because he has been telling me, and I've been doing it, to take my son and have my son repeat these things that I'm telling the people, especially the great inventor. Now, so I just want the people to know, I don't know how they feel about what you're saying, but what you told me tonight is a confirmation from God, okay? All right, now, what I want them to understand is that it's going to sound like I'm repeating myself over and over again. But the things, when it comes to healing, there are things that has to be understood. And what has to be understood is that I can't heal you. But God wants you to understand that you have healing in you, and you have to heal yourself. But what I am is I am a messenger that guides you into what God wants you to do. So I want you to understand that when I'm saying the same thing over and over again, they have to be embedded in you. And the overall picture is this. God wants you to know that Jesus has to be manifested in your body, in you, period. Then for the healing to take place, the manifestation has to be in the mortal flesh that is dead, or that Satan is trying to kill. He wants. I'm gonna read a scripture to you so you understand what I'm saying. So hold on. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. Now that's the fourth. That scripture is the fourth chapter. From the fourth chapter, 2 Corinthians, fourth chapter, verse 10. Now the 11th verse says, "For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh." Now see, the 10th verse talks about Jesus being manifested in your body. But now the 11th verse tells you about the manifestation of Jesus in your mortal flesh. The flesh devil is trying to kill. Jesus has to be manifested in that. And the 12th verse says, "So then death worketh in us, but life in you." So you see, okay, for Jesus to be manifested, to really be manifested in your flesh, you got to have some sickness in your flesh. Now, when you are sick, the part of you, the body does not die because you are sick. But when an organ or tissue in your body is overcome by the devil, and the devil stops that organ or tissue from working, then that's when you die. So when we get sick, God wants us to address the part of us that's sick. Now, he tells us in Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7, he says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction." Well, we know wisdom is what God's word says. Knowledge is the word of God. And the instructions are, Proverbs 4:1, "Hear ye children the instructions of a father and attend to no understanding." So when he talks about attend to no understanding, he wants you to find a scripture that deals specifically with the sickness that's in your flesh. Now, I'm telling you this because I'm going to be leading you in prayer. But I want you to be already understandable of what's going on. Now, going back to the 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, the 7th verse, it says, "But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us." Now, you want to ask yourself over and over again, who is the vessel? The vessel is the body. Well, who is the treasure? The treasure is in your heart. Well, who's in the treasure? The inner man. That's the man that God put in you at the new birth. When you're walking in faith, he's the inner man. But when you get to wisdom, he's our wisdom. He's you and God twined together. That's inside the heart. Good. Jesus is inside your heart in the presence of the Holy Spirit. Now, the inner man, or our wisdom man, has been sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. So the inner man is in Jesus, sealed in him. Now you got God in him. Now the communication is done by the soul man who has the mind of Christ. So you have to speak 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 16. Speak that scripture. Write that scripture down. Speak that scripture. Speak the scripture, 2 Corinthians verse 10 and verse 11. Write those two down. And write 2 Corinthians 4:7 down, so that it will be solidified in you that you have to speak a scripture that God's going to give you. And if you don't know how to find it, if you come on the line, we're going to show you how to find it. I'll show you how to find it. But if you write down Proverbs 4:1 and read 4:1 through 7, then God's going to show you and embed in you how to find, if he wants you to come to him for every scripture that you have. Now, I'm going to give you, again, I've given you this before, but I'm going to give it to you because, see, I want it to become wrote in your mind, in your common man mind. Mark 11:23. That's a good scripture for basically everything, really, because it says, it says whatever problem you have, you speak it, and it will go away if you don't doubt in your heart. Whosoever shall say unto the mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart. Okay? Mm-hmm. But believe it, the things he say. Keep on saying the same thing that about the problem. Cancer, I ain't got no more cancer. Cancer's gone.
I got three people. I got a message for you. Give me this message. 39:20, verse 30 and verse 33 for you. 78:25, this is Psalms 32:43. Here's some doors, one more for you, and all is well. And tell your daughter, don't worry. Thank you, Kansas. I got another prophecy. 94:60, Psalm 47:33. And I got another one. 53:50, Psalm 51:10. I'm trying to get all these people out of the way. And things gonna be all right. Okay. I got one more thing I'm gonna bring Brother White back, because I want to get this prophecy out there. 78, all is well. Things going to open up for you. You've been going through a little thing, but God said all is well. Things going to work for you. 94:60, get ready for overflow. 94:60, get ready for overflow. 48:18. Brother White, come on back in.
All right, now, to finish what I was saying is that, now, if you go to 2 Corinthians, 4th chapter and the 7th verse, that's the one that solidifies in you that the powers of God are not of us. Now, if you go to the 12th verse of 2 Corinthians 4, chapter 4, the 12th verse, it says, so then death worketh in us, but life in you. What he's trying to tell, what they're trying to tell you is that, see, life of Jesus can't work in you unless death bring it on. So when you have cancer, see, cancer, the main thing, a person thing when they get cancer, well, they're going to die. Well, see, that's death working in you. But then now that's the time to understand that if you come on with, okay, with Mark 11:23, then Hebrews 4:12, that penetrates, that separates the soul, that separates the spirit and the soul, and then you can decree that the blood of Jesus operate against cancer, the agents of cancer, and then you can decree that the marrow of the bone produce inorganic antibodies that actually work and destroy the agents of cancer. See, now you are speaking the life. The scripture is Jesus. You are speaking Jesus into the tissue and the organs that Satan is trying to destroy, so that Jesus can be manifested to destroy them, to work life back in you. So I'm telling you all of this, and I keep telling you this so that you will get it. You read the scriptures and let God solidify yourself that how are you to receive your healing. And then when we pray, you'll know that you're healed, because when you speak the wisdom of God, you're going to get peace. And see, you can't deny that you have peace. He said, God, you can't really deny God. When God is really in you, you ain't going to be able to deny it. It's just that you have not been shown or told the real thing about God. You've been told overview, God will heal you, but you need to be told how specifically he heals you, shown in the Bible, so that you will see for yourself and not believing in human beings. See, God wants you to believe in him, not believe in me. So if I don't show you what he's saying, then you have no other choice except to believe me. And that's wrong. That's what's wrong with, I'm not criticizing anybody. I'm just telling you what's right and what's wrong. What's right is for me to show you in the Bible what God wants you to see. And then God will deal with you. And he will tell you if I'm wrong. See, you don't have to think I'm wrong. God will reveal to you if I'm wrong. So don't think that I'm just telling you something over and over and over again. When you get that weird invention, you're going to find out that God, everything I've been telling you is, matter of fact, I've been telling you what's in the Bible. So you can't say that I'm telling you what I think. And I'm not going to ever tell you what I think. But I want you to know, because, see, God going to bless me for blessing you. And
amen.
He's already blessing me. And I'm not going to cut my blessings off. I'm going to tell you exactly what God wants you to know. And he's been dealing with me, refining me, and allowing me to show you in the Bible where he wants you to specifically deal with the flesh, the scripture. That's why he says, hear ye children the instructions of a father and attend to no understanding. He's understanding. He wants you to know what, he wants you to come to him to get the scripture that you need for the problem that you have. Now, Hebrews 4:12 and Mark 11:23 work for almost any problem. But again, in a human being, they have to understand that the heart, every word that comes out of your mouth, it was originated and formed in your heart. Now, the scripture says in Proverbs 16:3, commit your works to the Lord, and he will develop your thoughts. Now,